Ho Chi Minh City is the most populated city of Vietnam. It's home to an estimated 9 million people. For every square kilometre of the city, over 4,000 people pack its narrow streets and alleyways. Located in the south of the country, Ho Chi Minh City is the epicentre of commerce and trade. It's also the gateway to the Mekong Delta, the nation's rice bowl, and attracts migrants from all over the country who try their hand at making a better life for themselves and their families back in the provinces. It's big, it's loud, and it's chaotic. The city sits on the banks of the Saigon River, a tidal waterway whose tepid waters ebb and flow into the East Sea. The Philippine Islands lie directly east, while Taiwan, Japan, Korea, and China lie to the northeast. On its western border are Cambodia and Laos. Major look. When the French seized control of Vietnam in 1859, they renamed the city from Ya Dinh to Saigon. These days, the city's District 1, the central business district, is still commonly referred to as Saigon, despite what it's officially called today. Surrounding the city, its 21 districts are referred to either in number, for example District 4, or in name, for example Binh Thanh District. The current name of Ho Chi Minh City was given after the fall of Saigon in 1975. To honour Vietnam's modern-day founding father, revolutionary and politician, Ho Chi Minh. Ho Chi Minh formed an independence movement in 1942 called the Viet Minh, the League for Independence of Vietnam, which would ultimately defeat the French at the Battle of Dinh Binh Phu in 1954, spectacularly ending the First Indochina War and the French agreeing to withdraw its forces from all of its colonies in French Indochina at the same time. Ho Chi Minh would remain president of North Vietnam until his death in 1969. However, he would never get to see the end of the Second Indochina War, also known as the Vietnam War and the American War in Vietnam, nor witness his country finally become reunified. Ho Chi Minh City is located in the southeastern region of Vietnam, some 1,760 kilometres south of the capital city, Hanoi. Its average elevation is just 19 metres, or 62 feet above sea level, and its terrain is characterized by a network of canals, waterways, and swamps. Indeed, much of the city is sinking and is in imminent danger of becoming submerged unless urgent action is taken to keep it from being inundated permanently. Ho Chi Minh City has a tropical savanna climate, which means the year is divided into two distinct seasons, dry and wet. Its average humidity of between 78 and 82%, with its average temperature highs ranging from 30 degrees Celsius in December to 34 degrees Celsius in May, means that its inhabitants alternate between getting drenched in sweat and saturated by sudden tropical downpours for much of the year. In 1859, the French, with the help of the Spanish, seized Saigon. It was then ceded to France via the 1862 Treaty of Saigon, when Emperor Tuduc handed over the city, including the islands of Paulo Condor, now known as the Condao Islands, and three southern provinces that would all then be known as Cochin China. By April 1882, France had occupied Hanoi. From then on, Saigon was controlled and heavily influenced by the French, which was reflected in its architecture, food, language, culture, and the rule of law. French colonial rule was particularly repressive and exploitative, which further fueled anti-colonial nationalist sentiment, especially in the south. By 1929, Saigon had a population close to 124,000 people, more than 12,000 of those French. Then in 1931, a new area called Saigon Jolon was created. Until then, Saigon and Jolon had remained two separate cities, just 6 kilometres apart, whereas today, they've merged into one, with Jolon, also known as Chinatown, the world's largest by area, now consisting of Ho Chi Minh City's District 5 and the adjoining neighbourhoods of District 6 and 11. The name Jolon translates into English as market and big, literally big market. It's approximately 15 minutes by car or motorbike southwest of the centre of Ho Chi Minh City. Binh Tay Market is its central market. Little is known about the history of Binh Tay Market, but what we do know is that Binh Tay Market is the largest marketplace before the main road leads west to the Minh Tay region of Vietnam in the direction of Cambodia, making it a major business hub, especially for farmers trading goods from all over southern Vietnam. The city of Jolon was established in the 1700s by the Hua community, people considered ethnically Han Chinese, who constitute one group of the Chinese diaspora living in Southeast Asia. During the Vietnam War, soldiers maintained a thriving black market in the neighbourhood, trading in US Army issue items. It's also here where St. Francis Xavier Church is located, and where South Vietnamese President Ngo Dinh Diem was eventually captured before being assassinated in November 1963. Not far from here, near Tran Wok Temple, Associated Press photographer Eddie Adams captured his searing image of General Nguyen Ngoc Luan executing 36-year-old Captain Nguyen Van Lem with a bullet to the side of the head during the opening stages of the Tet Offensive. Adams went on to win the 1969 Pulitzer Prize for the photograph. He would lament the impact of the photo for the rest of his life, and wrote in Time magazine in 1998, Two people died in that photograph, the recipient of the bullet and General Nguyen Ngoc Luan. The general killed the Viet Cong. I killed the general with my camera. Today, District 5 is still home to a large number of places of worship, including colonial and post-colonial architecture with rich histories. But you can't fully understand the story of Jolon and Saigon without delving into the murky past of the opium trade in the city, a sordid chapter in the history of narcotics in Southeast Asia. And in order to understand that, you can't do so without learning more about the Bin Swin, a small group of river pirates that funded itself with organized crime activities and who rose to become an independent military force backed by the then Vietnamese National Army. The Bin Swin first emerged from the swamps of the Rung Sac, a vast network of swamps, mangrove forests and waterways south of Saigon, in the early 1920s. A large part of the area is better known today as Can Yo Mangrove Forest, a short day trip outside of Ho Chi Minh City. Before the greater development of the city, however, the area began south of the Ben Nghe Canal, where current-day District 4 is situated, and followed the canal west to Cholon. Back in the 1920s and 30s, this area harboured a criminal underworld, based in and around the marshy lowlands southeast of Jolon and much further south into Nyabe, around current-day District 7 and beyond. A place of refuge in this zone for the burgeoning Bin Swin was the Rung Sac, a place that would become known as the Jungle of Killers. It was here that gangs and criminal families who'd forged links through intermarriage and criminal associations held sway, and festered in the swamps plotting anti-French activities with Chinese triads and Vietnamese secret societies. By the early 1920s, this posse of river pirates and former contract labourers from the rubber plantations on the Rung Sac's northern fringes began to mobilise and formed a coalition with Jolon street thugs numbering 200 to 300 strong. They quickly became infamous for kidnappings, unlawful imprisonment and piracy. Their racketeering led to the fledgling organisation being described in the following account. Armed with rifles, clubs and knives, and schooled in Sino-Vietnamese boxing, they extorted protection money from the sampans and junks that travelled the canals on their way to the Cholon docks. Occasionally they sortied into Cholon to kidnap, rob and shake down wealthy Chinese merchants. If too sorely pressed by the police of the colonial militia, they could retreat through the streams and canals south of Saigon, deep into the impenetrable Rung Sac swamp at the mouth of the Saigon River, where their reputations as popular heroes among the inhabitants, as well as the maze of mangrove swamps, rendered them invulnerable to capture. The Bin Swin developed hero-like status back in the Jungle of Killers, as they won the hearts and minds of peasants by stealing from the rich and giving to the poor, leading another account of the burgeoning organisation to claim, if the Bin Swin were Robin Hood, then the Rung Sac was surely their Sherwood Forest. In the beginning, the Bin Swin may have been nothing more than a gang of thugs and standover merchants, but they would quickly evolve into a powerful criminal enterprise, gaining the support of the head of state, Bao Yai, and eventually forming an independent army of its own, recognised by the government. The Bin Swin allegedly derived its name from the Bin Swin hamlet, located directly across the canal from Jolon, on Saigon's southern side, and it's where much of their piracy took place. The neighbourhood today doesn't exist in name, but places like Binswin Church in District 8, near the Winvangoo Street Bridge, suggested this is where part of the community once existed. By water, Jolon these days is a 10 to 15 minute boat ride along the Benye and Kente canals, the same canals that form the borders of current day District 4, a district which only in recent times has gradually begun to lose its tag as home to Ho Chi Minh City's mafia. The links are undeniable. Someone who rose to become the kingpin of the Saigon Jolon area in the 1920s and 30s was Yung Van Yung, otherwise known as Ba Yung, or in English, Three Oceans. He was also known as Bak Ba, or Uncle Three, perhaps because he led one of the three major underworld organisations prominent at the time. Ba Yung was born in 1900. And grew up in a poor peasant family in Benche province, approximately 65 kilometres southwest of Saigon. After his father passed away, Ba Yung followed his mother in search of work, which led to them settling close by Rak Dia Bridge in Tan Kui village, Nyabe district. If this sounds familiar to you, then that's because the bridge in question is just 2 kilometres from current-day central Fumihung in District 7, a neighbourhood these days known for its high level of disposable income, luxury car yards, malls, wide boulevards and international schools, a far cry from its roots. Interestingly, a quick look at Google Maps will reveal that the name Tan Kui still exists today, not as a village however, but rather as a neighbourhood that has Winty Tap Street as one of its borders. Ba Yung finished primary school, then took on a number of jobs in order to make a living, one of which included herding ducks. But it was in martial arts that he initially found his calling, before going on to become a giant in Vietnamese history. Ba Yung built a reputation as a fighter, but at the same time, he was able to endear himself to others. Escaped contract labourers from the French-owned rubber plantations nearby, and street thugs from Chinatown were drawn to him. Before long, he'd built a following under his influence that numbered 200 to 300 strong. In 1936, Ba Yung opened a martial arts training facility by Rak Dia Bridge, where he taught fighting skills, and this is how he most likely moulded his feared criminal collective. Here I am standing at Rak Dia Bridge in Nyabe at the location that's likely to be in the vicinity of where Ba Yung's martial arts facility and the headquarters of what would become the Binswin, or Peace Army in English, once was. The Binswin became active under this name in 1945 and evolved into an independent military force within the Vietnamese National Army that funded itself with organised crime activities, such as offering protection services at the Thay Ninh Phnom Penh bus station in Saigon, kidnapping, extortion, and running brothels. We know that by 1940, 5 years before the Binswin officially became active, that Ba Yung had become a kingpin in Saigon's underworld, operating in these parts and around Jolon, and who in 1943 eventually joined the Communist Party and sided with Ho Chi Minh's Viet Minh. By 1945, with a militia that had grown to 2,000 strong,
The force had stolen weapons from the occupying Japanese forces to arm its own troops, and not to just control Niabe, but to fight the returning French occupiers after World War II. Without any other records, it's difficult to say whether the location is on this side of the canal or not. However, records do mention the local market, and I can see the market just up here from the bridge where I'm standing, about 20 metres away. Also, it's hard to know if the bridge in question was actually located here or somewhere further along, and whether this has always been the location, but the market is a pretty good indicator that I'm at the right spot. But there's also something else quite interesting, and that suggests it's likely to be the correct location, and that is this street, Lê Văn Lương Street. If you look at this street on Google Maps from this location, you'll notice that Nguyen Văn Linh, the main highway that heads out to the Mekong Delta from Ho Chi Minh City, runs through the original Lê Văn Lương Street. So there's a section of it missing. And then on the other side of the highway, it continues in a northerly direction towards Saigon, about 7 kilometres away. And it passes through the neighbourhood of Tan Quy, near Nguyen Thi Thap Street, which is mentioned in reports of the time. And it continues all the way to the Khen Tae Canal, which forms one of the borders of current-day District 4, which we already know that in Saigon's recent history, it was a mafia stronghold, even when I first moved here 10 years ago. Interestingly, if you draw a straight line across the canal, the street it joins up with is Ton Dan Street, one of the major streets that cuts through the middle of the district to what was once the Saigon port. Not only that, if you follow Lê Văn Lương Street south, you'll notice that it either passes through or by towns that Ba Yung reportedly operated in during his time. Towns and districts like Can Yuk, Can Duc, Châu Yao and Gokom, and was likely a major route to connect the area. It's an exciting discovery for me because I've lived and worked less than 2 kilometres from here for the past 11 years and had no idea that such a significant person in Vietnam's history lived and plied his trade right here in this very spot.
Ba Yung's influence in the area grew incredibly. He encouraged youths to stop robbing the market at the beginning of the street, and instead rob the rich and distribute the spoils to the poor in the area. For a time, boats protected by Ba Yung were free to move with impunity. But it hadn't always been easy. In 1941, Ba Yung was arrested and tortured by the French. But this experience only strengthened his revolutionary resolve and gave him the opportunity to connect with other like-minded members of the criminal underworld who also had their sights set on revolution. At what would be the closing stages of World War II, on March 9, 1945, Japanese forces attacked the French, and within 24 hours, the French colonial system, in existence in Indochina for almost 87 years, had begun to crumble. While the Japanese had removed the French, they weren't particularly interested in who would fill the vacuum created by their departure, as long as it wasn't an ally of the French. It created an opportunity for Vietnamese revolutionaries like Ba Yung to swoop and build an alliance with the Viet Minh, Ho Chi Minh's force from the north. Around this time, another young criminal from the streets of Jolon had been making a name for himself as well, rising from petty criminal to future leader of the Binh Xuyen. His name was Lê Văn Vien, who went by the nickname Bai Vien, or in English, Vien the Seventh. I'm in the Baileys, thought they don't miss me. And he would not only become one of Saigon's most notorious underworld criminals, he would rise to become one of Vietnam's most controversial historical figures.